Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
Thank you very much to Anthony Heron, who joined the show today. That was always fun. I'm glad that we had some, I think, constructive conversation about Marquee and Comcast and NBC Sports Chicago and Dish Network and the power of the people. Is there actual power of the people that can affect change? I don't have an answer to that, and it's something that we will continue to explore throughout the week. McNeil and Parkin show is being helmed by McNeil and Shepkowski today.
Lawrence Holmes, how are you? Happy Hello, Monday. Happy Monday King Day.
Happy King Day to you guys as well.
Yeah, we're supposed to do service on a day like this. I will put it on my calendar for something to do before winter expires. Usually I go to Shep's neighborhood in Arlington Heights and participate in a food bank.
You should stop by next time that you're up there in the neighborhood.
I will do
that's
that.
It's right down the street.
But that's what we're supposed to do. If we're going to get a comp day or get a day off for King Day, do something for the community.
I always, because Mitch and Shane were like, well, are you going to work on King Day? And I pretty much always work on King Day because I feel like, considering, I mean, I feel like he would want me with the job that I have.
Right.
That,
gotcha.
That perhaps you should go to work today.
Yes. Well,
you know,
it's also the day after one of the greatest sports days of the year.
That's
so
true.
It's hard to take a pass, and we're short today.
I didn't have to twist my arm to take today and come into work. Oh, host? An hour 45? AFC, NFC Championship recap? Slight Super Bowl pre? Okay, I'll be there.
Yeah,
I guess I can get out of bed for this one.
Yeah, I think Shep is all ready to go with the conversation on the football.
Shep and I were bonding yesterday via text during the NFC Championship game. How long is it going to take you to get out your Jimmy G line today?
I don't know. Should I use it early? Should I use
it
before
it
2 o'clock?
Yes.
Jimmy G, the G stands for greasy. Turn around, hand the ball off to your star running backs behind an ass-kicking offensive line and take you to the Super Bowl.
Hey, it works.
I was rolling. I was literally laughing out loud when I got that text. The G is for greasy because those numbers were greasy in last night.
Hard for a quarterback that you don't trust his experience or his inexperience at that. Hard for him to mess things up in a playoff game when you don't have to use him for anything.
I think Bradshaw said in the post game, he actually said to him, yeah, I had a Super Bowl where I only threw 11 times, so I know exactly what you're going through with the eight. My favorite thing that I saw last night on that was his passing chart.
Dump off, dump off. Like,
I mean, it was
two
just,
passes downfield all day.
It was just fun to like look and go, oh, man, this is not a lot of passes, and that's a lot of space on the graph that you ordinarily see get filled up.
A lot of green. Not a lot of dots or lines there.
There's not a lot of dots at all.
Is Mostert any good, or is he just the beneficiary of having an offensive line that didn't let Packers touch him last night?
I think that he's got enough athleticism to play behind a great offensive line and be successful. And you saw that yesterday. The yards before contact, 186.
186 mm-hmm. yards, yes. So
but you still
if you want to fire on the Bears, and I get it, this is Bears-centric. Every host in town is
see,
doing
this guy's
it.
Twitter feed yesterday? I was enjoying that. You hit refresh at commercial breaks and just, here's Lawrence with another dagger for Ryan
That's
Pace.
And I had one yesterday, too. It was in the AFC Championship game. It was more of a Nagy thing than it was a Pace thing, and Shep comes over the top off the ropes with Pace. But if you're going to pound the Bears, Raheem Mostert, you know, he's been on a half a dozen teams. The Bears weren't the only one who showed him the door. There's another reason why Mostert was prospering yesterday that should upset a Bears fan. There are other reasons.
They did show him the door for Joik Bell, though.
Well, yeah, that was not the right move, as it turned out. But whether you were Raheem Mostert yesterday or Joik Bell or Jeremy Langford or any other that guy running back, when no one's hitting you, you're going to have that kind of a day.
Yeah, that looks the part of an offensive line that you actually use three first-round draft picks to assemble. That's what that kind of offensive line looks
There's
like.
There's the rub. It's not the running back. You're exactly right. It's the offensive line that has eluded the Bears via draft and now via free agency for a couple decades.
Yeah, that's the Olin kind of – we were sitting in the green room one day, and he kind of went through the list.
Mm-hmm.
It's ugly. Like, when you start looking at Bears-drafted offensive linemen
– high rounds. High round guys. Yeah, first, second round guys.
It's not ideal. And even with a guy like Kyle Long, who had success at two different positions, but then misses, 39 of his last 64 possible games. It's been a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see an offensive line, I think about Dallas's offensive line, even with Montgomery back there and Mitch back there, and go, what could have been?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you invest in an offensive line that gets people off the ball.
Well, because how much better really is Dak than Mitch? I think Dak's fine.
I think he's significantly better in terms of his composure and reading defenses. The accuracy issues are comparable.
He gets wild. I think that he's a guy that's flappable.
They
he
have
gets
similar
wild
skills.
There.
I mean, they run the ball better than they throw it, but I'd rather have Prescott and probably by a mile. Probably by a mile, but I don't think he's better.
But I understand your point, Shep, that you do wonder what would Trubisky look like. Could Trubisky be Jimmy G?
Could he be passable, even? That's probably kind of what Jimmy G is right now.
He's fine.
And if you're just tuning in, the GCN stands for Greasy.
You're listening to WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Radio.com Sports Station. An hour from now, Boomer Esiason will check in. He'll do our Monday afternoon quarterbacking with us. And as Shep mentioned, we're short today because we have Bulls-Bucks a little bit later on. So it's all recap. AFC-NFC Championship Sunday. Maybe we'll squeeze in a little Cubs convention news if that's what
got
you
the
want
rest of the
to
week
call
for
it.
That. We got one of the best sports days of the sports calendar yesterday. We got a recap, and we've only got $1.45 to do it.
Heard some good broadcasting over Saturday, Sunday, and I heard some bad broadcasting. We'll have highlights on both of those.
Oh.
Yeah. So you a Tony Romo guy, Lawrence?
I think he's okay.
Okay, that's as far as you're going.
Enjoy him. I think he's good at his job.
Shep likes him.
I do wonder though if. I mean, not to spend someone else's money, but if you're going to go $14 million, that's a broadcast that people are going to watch no matter what. I'm not saying that you have to – that I'm okay with Tess and Booger because I think that there could be some tweaks. But is that really going to draw more people into something that they're already watching?
Maybe not, but it gives it more bigness. I think
more,
it,
name
more
brand.
Bigness for Monday Night Football.
Well, but that's just it. That broadcast team, as of this year, is not marquee quality. No pun intended. That's not center ring. Joe Tessitore, as skilled as he is, nobody knew who the F he was prior to last year. Very few people, I should say. And Booger's a man on the rise. But Booger's not a house.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
In the ESPN family, he's
I think
a man
he is. But I think you need to shoot much higher than both of those names. And Romo certainly gives you that and will give it some bigness. You say 14. I've seen 14. I've also seen 10. So I don't know what
even at 10.
Whatever
though,
it is.
I mean, is even at
it's
10.
It's a lot of money for a guy who says especially.
I mean, so apparently what we're doing today is we're taking Eastern Illinois quarterbacks out to the woodshed, and beating them to death.
No, I thought Jimmy Greasy did a wonderful job. He tucked the ball between the 3 and the 1 and got the hell out of the way.
Somewhere Bob Spoo is furious right now at what's happening on the Score airwaves.
Bob Spoo's name has been invoked. I love it.
You got to do what you got to do. All right, well, then I'll get out of you guys' way because I know there is a lot of football for you to discuss. Sheps, good to see you. Nice cap. I like that.
Thank you.
Solid work right there. Mac, Enjoy your easy ride back to Northwest Indiana with no traffic.
Ghost town. Thanks, Lawrence.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.